We're going to talk about what is fast becoming the definition of the economy in this century. The recession has reshuffled the American workforce, resetting expectations, dashing long-term plans, creating pockets of persistent joblessness among groups who would have been stable members of the labor force even just a few years ago. It's part of our regular look at the human stories that can be told in the chilly economic numbers we report on all the time. Today, people jettisoned by the workforce as they were nearing retirement. People who expected to be able to bridge the end of their careers into the safety of the Social Security system. Claire Keeney, welcome to the program.
Hello.
So, Claire, a few years ago, you were expecting to retire, right?
I was expecting to retire at some point, yes.
And explain how you were imagining that you would bridge your career to the point at which you were most comfortable retiring. What were your expectations?
My intention was to really be working way into my late 60s and even early 70s, only because I felt that I had the ability to be able to perform at that level, getting that much older. And I really didn't want to apply for Social Security until I was 66.
66. All right. So healthy, working productively. Tell me about your unemployment experience.
Somewhat depressing. And I've really had to work at just I keep putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm somebody that just doesn't give up. I've got to the point where, you know, I've had to put my pride and my ego on the back burner and just be willing to do whatever I need to do to be able to earn a paycheck.
Well, you can put your pride and ego on the front burner as long as you're talking to us on this program. You're out of work for a number of years, right? And ultimately, you had to make the decision to retire at what age?
I was laid off in 2008, so I was 59.
And when did you make the decision to claim Social Security?
At the beginning of this year.
At age?
62. I was 62 last September.
Now, Claire is speaking to us from North Carolina. Do you think that retirement, or does it feel like something of a trap right now?
I personally think the word retirement is somewhat of an outdated word, especially in the world we live in now. I don't know what retirement means. It's so many people I know in my position, it's like we need to go on working. We want to go on working. I mean, I'm very productive. I have many friends who at this age were still productive. I have a very dear friend who's 67 who's incredibly productive.
And Claire Keeney, what was your background? What was your career background?
I was a senior executive assistant. That's how I started off. And I segued into doing many other responsibilities. I put together employee manuals. I put together job descriptions. I organized trips from dignitaries from Europe to the United States. I edited company newsletters.
Understood, understood. And how long have you worked here in the United States?
Since 1983.
All right. Hold on there for just a moment, Claire Keeney, who's been telling us her experience of having to retire early and what that means. Joining us now, Motoko Rich, economics reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Motoko, thanks, first of all, for linking us up there with Claire. Is there any way to know how many people are in her situation being forced to retire in this early retirement trap?
Hi, John. Not exactly, but there has been some analysis done by the Social Security Administration itself. The chief actuary, Steve Goss, told me that somewhere around 200,000 more people filed initial claims in 2009 and 2010, which, of course, was in the teeth of the really deep parts of joblessness, than were originally predicted on their very fancy models before the recession. He says the trend has likely continued. It's a little bit harder to quantify because it appears that the proportion of people collecting early at 62 is about what they had predicted earlier, although as he explained in the sort of the complicated language of actuaries, because you can only claim once,
right.
If people were going back to trend, we would expect that number to drop since more people claimed in 2009, 2010, and it has not. So we know that there are still ongoing people collecting early that had not originally planned to do so.
So Claire Keeney being one of them, taking her Social Security retirement at age 62, what kind of a hit does she take over the course of her expected lifespan compared to what she would have done if she retired when she wanted to at 68 or even 70?
Right. Right. Well, on a monthly basis, it's a pretty significant hit. By retiring 4 years before full retirement age, most people who do that take anywhere from 20 to 30% less a month. The way they figure it out is they want to give everybody the same amount of money over the course of their lifetime, and so they kind of figure out on the basis of averages how long people are expected to live, and they have to spread that sum of money over a certain number of years. And if you're collecting for four more years than everybody else, you get less each month.
And if she gets a great job like she used to have, and we'll ask her about this in just a moment because she's still on the line, if Claire Keeney gets a great job, can she say, okay, put me back on ice and then actually make this bridge to age 68 and collect what she would have collected?
No, she cannot do that. But what she can do is she can earn up to $14,640 a year without sacrificing any of the monthly benefits. And if she earns over that amount, then they deduct $1 in benefits for every $2 earned over that. So she won't sort of sacrifice what she's making if she's able to find a job, but she cannot reset her start point on Social Security, unfortunately.
It's Motoko Rich, economics reporter for our partner, the New York Times, on the costs of retiring early. So, Claire Keeney, you're stuck looking for a $14,000 a year job, and anything over that, you're going to start taking a hit on your Social Security check.
Yes, I understand that's the case. I did call up Social Security and had a conversation with them about that before I applied.
How much do you collect each month, if you don't mind my asking?
$1,082.
And how much is your rent?
$336 a month.
Oh my goodness! I hear you on the ego being on the back burner there. Let's check in with you maybe a little later in the year. Are you looking for work now?
One of the reasons I'm here in North Carolina is I did live here for a couple of years, and I'm doing a couple of part-time jobs here and staying with friends. I'm constantly looking for work.
All right. So if you got some work, call us at 8778-MY-TAKE for our good friend Claire Keeney, who's communications and program director, who had to retire early, getting Social Security at age 62. Good luck, Claire.
Thank you.